Greetings, brothers and sisters, misses and misters, dreadlocks and rastas. Reggae world music.
Music.
Hello and welcome in once again to Ian's House of Reggae. Here on www.reggaeworldmusic.com for another hour of fine Jamaican music, where today I'm paying tribute to the influence and inspiration that was provided by one of America's greatest soul groups, as I'm talking about the Hitmakers from Detroit, who struck gold with My Girl and followed it up with many more like Get Ready, Ain't Too Proud to Beg, I Wish It Would Rain and Cloud Nine, as this is a House of Reggae's Temptations Special. And so, following on from the Curtis Mayfield special I made over a year ago, I bring you another story of one of America's greatest soul artists of the 1960s, told through the medium of their Jamaican cover versions. As the Temptations' rich and varied discography has been plundered by many reggae artists and producers over the years. And so, hailing from Detroit, Michigan, it was only natural that the five-piece vocal group, consisting of Eddie Kendricks, Paul Williams, Al Bryant, Otis Williams, and Melville Franklin, would audition at the local Motown recording studio on West Grand Boulevard. With the result, the owner Berry Gordy signed them up to his Miracle label in 1961. And once agreed on the name The Temptations, the group began recording and releasing singles, but initially without any success. And so after their sixth failure, they persuaded another Motown recording artist, Smokey Robinson, to write a song for them. And titled I Want a Love I Can See, they were confident they would herald the group's big breakthrough. But despite the smooth baritone voice of Paul Williams on lead, the song failed to register on either the national pop or R&B charts. However, it did become a regional hit and also a long-standing favourite in their live repertoire. And for the purposes of this show, went on to become a reggae standard, with the most famous version being this Studio One recording by John Holt.
This is your number one station, your official station.
Louder than
The immaculate John Holt there with A Love I Can Feel, which he recorded at Studio One and was released on the Coxon label in Jamaica and the Bamboo label in the UK back in 1970, and which also became the title track of an album that was released the same year. And John Holt was obviously a big Temptations fan, as 3 years later, his album The Further You Look was named after another Temptations cover version that he'd recorded.
Believe me, that is the wickedest sound I play.
But back in Detroit, in 1963, despite the intervention of the songwriting skills of Smokey Robinson, the Temptations failed to trouble the national charts throughout the rest of that year. They even gained a nickname at Motown of the Hitless Temptations. And this proved frustrating, and Al Bryant was the first to crack, having regular arguments and fights with other members of the group. So much so that at the end of that year, they sacked him and recruited the Mississippi-born David Ruffin, who had been living in Detroit since the late 50s, developing his anguished tenor voice and perfecting his performing talent. And this new addition to the group saw an immediate improvement in their chart ratings, with Eddie Kendricks' tingling falsetto leading the way on singles like The Way You Do the Things You Do, I'll Be in Trouble, and The Girl's All Right With Me, which all made appearances in the national charts in 1964. And so up next, with this version of The Girl's All Right With Me, here is Derek Harriott. Derek Harriott.
No matter what the people say, these songs lead you the way. It's the order of the day for your boss DJ.
This little girl of mine, I wanna say she's so fine. And each and every day, I make sure she has her way. Now we don't feel tied down. Oh, our hearts are bound. I don't have to chase her all over town. Baby, she's always all right.
The girl's all right with me. You know the girl's all right.
Yes,
the girl's all right with me. You know the girl's all right.
Ah, she's so good to me. I guess that's why I feel fancy free. Just to see the glow in her eyes makes me once again realize I love her with all.
Was Derek Harriott's with The Girl's All Right With Me, which he produced himself and released on his album titled The Sensational Derek Harriott Sings Jamaica Reggae, which came out on the Pama label in the UK back in 1969. And Derek was another huge fan of The Temptations, and so we'll be hearing a bit more from him later on in the show.
Keep listening, keep dancing, keep rocking, keep skanking, keep drinking, keep smoking, keep joking, while the musical display there.
But up next, we stay in 1964, when Smokey Robinson decided to write another finger-clicking soul song for the group. But this time, he gave it to new boy David Ruffin to sing lead, and this proved to be a defining moment in the group's history, as My Girl, which was released in late 1964, caught the public's imagination as it slowly climbed all the way to the top of the American Billboard pop charts in March the following year, and has gone on to become The Temptations' most famous song. and, of course, has been covered many times in Jamaica over the years by the likes of the Blues Busters, Prince Buster, Slim Smith, Dennis Brown, and the one I've got for you now, which is a vocal cut to the instrumental that started this show, as this is Busty Brown with My Girl.
My Girl, My Girl.
Just one of many versions of My Girl that have been recorded in Jamaica over the years, as that was Busty Brown's version, which was produced by Lee Perry and can now be found on the compilation CD Lee Perry and Friends, A Live Injection, on Trojan Records.
Wherever I drop my musical anchor, never you try to conquer. Conquer, 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 conquer.
And so 1965 proved to be the big breakthrough year for the Temptations, as in the month that My Girl topped the national charts, they released the album The Temptations Sing Smokey, a compilation of their Smokey Robinson penned recordings, which they then followed up with more Smokey written and produced singles like It's Growing, Since I Lost My Baby, and My Baby, which all featured David Ruffin on lead vocals and all made the top 20 of the pop charts, cementing their status as one of the premier vocal groups of the day. But for this next track, we need to look on the B-side of the My Baby single, which featured Paul Williams on lead vocal, and although not initially seen as being good enough to warrant an A-side status, it has gone on to become another of the group's most enduring tracks, and once again has been covered multiple times in Jamaica. And so this time I've picked out a couple of versions for you, as first up we'll be hearing Peter Tosh leading the Wailers back in 1966, before Keith and Tex ride the rhythm in a rocksteady style, with Don't Look Back. Don't Look Back.
Music. musical, 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 musical. This make you jump and twist.
If it's love that you're running from, there's no hiding place.
Two for the price of one there, as first up you heard Peter Tosh leading the Wailers with Don't Look Back, which they recorded at Studio One and which came out on the Coxon label in Jamaica and the Rio label in the UK back in 1966, and can now be found on the compilation album Peter Tosh the Toughest on Heartbeat Records. And following that was Keith and Tex with their version, which they recorded 2 years later for Derek Harriott, and which he released on his own Move and Groove label in Jamaica, and was later compiled, also by Heartbeat Records, for their Riding the Musical Chariot release. And finally, of course, you can always check out a wonderful video on YouTube of Peter Tosh and Mick Jagger singing that song together back in 1978.
Lord of mercy.
And so, following a string of top 20 hits, The Temptations ended 1965 with their third full-length album release. And titled The Tempting Temptations, it became a huge seller around the world, including in Jamaica, where at least half of the tracks on it have been covered at one time or another, including Everybody Needs Love, which featured Eddie Kendricks on lead vocal and was written and produced by Norman Whitfield, an up-and-coming songwriter in the Motown ranks who had previously penned The Girl's Alright With Me, and who we'll be hearing a lot more of in a short while. But first up, here's Slim Smith with his early reggae interpretation of Everybody Needs Love. Everybody
needs love. Bring down to the theater. King of the musical ambassadors getting hot and hot.
Jamaica's own falsetto king, Slim Smith there, with Everybody Needs Love, which was produced by Bunny Lee and originally came out on a Blank Label Pre in Jamaica and a Unity label in the UK back in 1968, and can now be found on the great double CD compilation Keep That Love Light Shining on Trojan Records.
Right now, we've been wonderful, surrounded by all these bubbles of talent.
And so, as well as being a disciple of Curtis Mayfield, Slim Smith also recorded his fair share of Temptation hits, including a version of Born to Love You, the next track we're going to feature, which also appeared on a Temptin' Temptations album. But this time, it was penned by Ivy Joe Hunter and Mickey Stevenson, who had already proved their worth to Motown by co-writing Dancing in the Street. And so, as mentioned, this was covered by Slim Smith, as well as by The Sensations, who featured both Jimmy Riley and Connell Campbell in their lineup, and who recorded this beautiful version in 1967 of Born to Love You. Born to Love You.
This is Rhythm Street, where the music's so sweet for your dancing feet.
Girl. Dreamed, yes, I, and deep inside I knew it had to be. Then you smiled, for a little while I heard a strange
Sensations in fine style there with Born to Love You, which was originally released on the World label in Jamaica and the Dr. Bird label in the UK back in 1967, and was either produced by Bunny Lee or by Winston Riley, as it has since appeared on compilations of both producers' work.
Music is my occupation, good for meditation, great for inspiration.
And so as 1966 dawned, with the Temptations becoming Motown's top vocal group, a battle was taking place in the background over who would be the group's main songwriter and producer, with Smokey Robinson's position being threatened by Norman Whitfield. And so Berry Gordy struck a deal with Whitfield that if their next single, which had been written by Smokey, didn't reach the top 20, then he would release one of Whitfield's songs as a follow-up. And so first up, in February 66, Motown released the up-tempo Get Ready, which saw Eddie Kendricks' soaring falsetto lead the group through a raucous dance track. And this was initially covered in Jamaica by Delroy Wilson at Studio One, who liked the track so much that he re-recorded it in the mid-70s for Bunny Lee in a wild flyer style. So, get ready,
get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready.
Get ready, get ready, baby.
I'm
That was Delroy Wilson with Get Ready, which was produced by Bunny Lee and mixed at King Tubby's, and was originally released on the Ground Nation label in the UK in 1975, and was later compiled on the double CD Delroy Wilson anthology Better Must Come on Trojan Records. But going back to 1966, the Temptations' release of Get Ready only reached number 29 in the national Billboard charts. And so Berry Gordy kept his word and followed it up with a Norman Whitfield produced Ain't Too Proud to Beg, which Norman had co-written with Edward Holland Jr. And after a torturous recording process, which required David Ruffin to hit some high notes that he wasn't used to, the single was eventually released in May that year and peaked at number 13 in the pop charts, ensuring that Whitfield was given the opportunity of becoming the Temptations' main songwriter and producer, a position he held on to well into the 1970s. And so let's hear a reggae version now of the tune that changed Norman Whitfield's life, as this is Junior Biles with Ain't Too Proud to Beg. Ain't Too Proud to Beg. Junior Biles with Ain't Too Proud to Beg, which was produced by Pete Weston and initially appeared on Biles' 1976 album called Jordan, and has since been compiled on the release Every Mouth Must Be Fed on the Pressure Sounds label.
I say, hey, Mr. DJ, I love the way you really play. And the way you do it, believe me, you keep me skanking all night and all day.
And so after the success of Ain't Too Proud to Beg, the Motown label followed it up with another album, this time called Getting Ready, which once again showcased the wide variety of vocal talent within the group, as the tune we're interested in now is Side A, track 5, Lonely, Lonely Man Am I, which originally featured Paul Williams' deep, soulful voice to full effect. And again, this was covered in Jamaica, firstly by The Techniques with Bruce Ruffin on lead vocal, and then there is this second version I've got for you now on a Blank Label pre, which despite my best efforts, I've not yet been able to positively identify the vocalist. So if anyone listening recognises this voice, then please do get in touch. But in the meantime, let's just enjoy this early reggae version of Lonely, Lonely Man Am I. Lonely.
Lonely, lonely man am I. same since she said to me, we're all through. The telephone doesn't ring anymore. No one ever knocks on my door, my door. Since after you, I try to sleep at night. Everywhere I look, I visualize your face. I'm just a lonely little man with a tear-stained face. Since after you, I try to sleep at night. Everywhere I look, I visualize your face. I'm just a lonely little man with a tear-stained face.
Lonely man am I. Well, for the time being, I'm crediting that one to Unknown. But what I do know is that it was a version of The Temptations' Lonely, Lonely Man Am I, and as mentioned, I was playing that one off a Blank Label Pre, which I presume came out around 1970 or 71.
This station rocked the nation with sound vibration.
And so once Norman Whitfield took control of The Temptations' recording sessions in 1966, their sound became a little bit funkier, and the hits kept on coming. With Beauty Is Only Skin Deep, I Know I'm Losing You, All I Need, and You're My Everything, all hitting the top 10 of the Billboard pop charts over the following 12 months. But the next track we're going to hear is I Wish It Would Rain, which was co-written by Norman Whitfield, Barrett Strong and Roger Penzabene in the summer of 1967, with Whitfield and Strong orchestrating the music and Penzabene providing the lyrics about a man whose wife had just left him. And sadly, this was written straight from the heart, as it also reflected his own personal life, something which it seems he never came to terms with, as Roger Penzabene committed suicide on New Year's Eve that year, a week after the song had been released. And so, here are the Techniques with their own moving version of I Wish It Would Rain. I Wish It Would Rain.
Now clap your hands and stomp your feet. This happens to be a great wild tree.
Sunshine, blue skies, please go away. My girl has found another and gone away. With her went my future, my life is filled with gloom. So day after day, I stay locked up in my room. I know to you, it might sound strange. I know to you. But I wish it would rain. Oh, I wish it would rain. Oh, I wish it would rain, 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 rain. Hurt so badly.
Rain. Oh, I wish it would rain.
That was The Techniques with I Wish It Would Rain, which was produced by Duke Reed and released on his Treasure Isle label in Jamaica and the Duke label in the UK back in 1968, and can now be found on the group's double CD compilation on Trojan Records, titled Queen Majesty.
Out of all the stations, this station supplies all the popular stations with popular music.
But following the release of I Wish It Would Rain, which became another top 10 hit for the group, cracks were beginning to form, mainly from David Ruffin, who, under Norman Whitfield's production, had taken on lead vocal duties on most of the group's singles over the past couple of years. So much so that apparently he went to Berry Gordy to ask if the group could be renamed as David Ruffin and the Temptations. But this didn't go down too well with the rest of the group, and following some further diva-esque antics, Ruffin was sacked in the summer of 1968 and replaced by Dennis Edwards, who had supported the Temptations in concert the previous year. And this new lineup went straight back into the studio and persuaded Norman Whitfield to experiment with their sound, taking inspiration from Sly and the Family Stone's mix of soul, funk and psychedelia. And they came up with Cloud 9, a reality-based drive-in funk track that even seemed to reference drug-taking. But this change of direction didn't alter their fortunes, as it became another top 10 hit and was soon covered in Jamaica by the Wailers, with a little help from Carl Dawkins, as this is Cloud 9. Cloud 9. Cloud 9.
Version, version. Great song.
Carl Dawkins, alongside the Wailers, with Cloud 9, which was produced by Lee Perry and originally appeared on the album Many Moods of the Upsetter back in 1970 on the Pama label, and can now be found on numerous compilations, just like Trojan Records' Bob Marley and Friends box set.
This station rules the nation with version.
And so, moving into early 1969, the Temptations' next single, Runaway Child, Running Wild, was an even more ambitious affair, as it was an epic tale of the perils faced by a boy running away from home, which, like Cloud Nine before it, had been written by Barrett Strong, the lyricist behind other Motown classics like I Heard It Through the Grapevine, and it featured all five of the group trading lines and verses throughout, which on the single release lasted nearly 5 minutes, while the album cut extended into a climactic organ-led instrumental which pushed the song towards a 10-minute mark. But thankfully for this show, Dave Barker recorded a condensed version of it for Lee Perry in 1970, simply called Runaway Child. Runaway
Child. This train is bound for Kingston, Jamaica, 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 Jamaica. Cause you're all alone and there ain't no pity. You're on your own, run away child, running wild. Better go back home where you belong. Run away child, running wild. Better go back home where you belong. All alone, it's great, great big city. Without love, baby, there ain't no pity. And you don't really care about the city. You're on your own, runaway child, running wild. Better go back home where you belong. Ba 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 ba. Cause you don't really care about the city. Cause in your heart there ain't no pity. Better go back home where you belong. Runaway child, running wild. Better go back home where you belong. Ba 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 ba.
That was Dave Barker with Runaway Child, which again was produced by Lee Perry and this time featured on Dave's Prisoner of Love album, which was released on the Upsetter label in Jamaica and the Trojan label in the UK back in 1970, and which has since been reissued on CD.
Ever since I was a youth, I've always been searching for the truth. But having been told so many lies, life like good music never dies.
And so the final Temptations album of the 1960s was titled Puzzle People and was again produced by Norman Whitfield with lyrics provided by Barrett Strong. And it picked up where Cloud Nine left off with a combination of socially conscious and heartfelt tunes that mix soul with funk, rock and experimentation. And also, like Cloud Nine, it reached the top five of the Billboard album charts and contained one track in particular that reflected the mood of the moment. As with the civil rights movement and black power in the air, the Temptations delivered a 6-minute long Message from a Black Man, which again proved very popular down Jamaica way, where the Heptones soon recorded their own version of it at Studio One. Studio One.
This one is an all conscious youth and youth. And a youth with roots, man, I hate man, and I know the man. Man, we have love in them heart for every man. Hear this now. Hear this now.
Just like you, so move out of sight.
That was the Heptones with Message from a Black Man, which was produced by Sir Coxon Dodd and released on his Coxon label in Jamaica and a Bamboo label in the UK back in 1970, and can now be found on the compilation album Studio One Soul on the Soul Jazz record label. And so for our final track of this show, we return to Derek Harriott, who probably more than any other Jamaican artist recorded and produced numerous cover versions of Temptation songs, including his own cut of Message from a Black Man, as well as The Girl's Alright With Me, Born to Love You, Just Another Lonely Night, and this next one, which closed a Puzzle People album and was a 7.5-minute epic which delved deep into the African-American experience to deliver another funky message for the new conscious generation. And the sentiment in this tune needed no explanation to the Jamaican public, as this is Derek Harriott with his version of Slave.
Hear that sound, the hammer's pounding back from sun.
Derek Harriott in a conscious mood there with Slave, which he produced himself and released on 12-inch on his own Crystal label in 1978, and which has since been compiled by the Pressure Sounds label for their Riding the Roots Chariot release. But even though the Temptations carried on recording well into the 1970s and notched up further hits like Ball of Confusion, Just My Imagination and Papa Was a Rolling Stone, which again have all been covered in Jamaica, I've decided to limit myself to the 1960s here today to tell the story of a changing group recording some fantastic music during some very changing times, and in the process casting a large influence onto Jamaican music as well. So thank you very much for tuning in, and I hope you enjoyed the tunes and the chat, and if you did, then you can always check out some of the old shows at the homepage at houseofreggae.podomatic.com, or you can always come and join me for the live show every Friday from 8 p.m. UK time on www.reggaeworldmusic.com for some more fine Jamaican music here in Ian's House of Reggae. 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 House of Reggae.